Okay, everybody, today's daf is daf pei dalet. We're starting a brand new perek. Just one footnote, Rabbi. Yesterday we spoke about the fact that Ami Beirav Mishmei Derav, that we paskin like Rav, like Rabbi Yossi and Rabbi Shimon, Vandroginis Vaharkova. And we spoke about Harkova means Vagabi in Yonei Shmita, the month before Rosh Chodesh Tishrei of Shmita. You already have to be careful not to be noitea, not to be mavrich, not to be markiv. And markiv, we explain, means to graft one branch from one tree onto another tree. And Ariel asked yesterday, isn't that a separate shaila besides Shemitah? Isn't that a problem of kelayim? And I discussed this with Rabbi Bick, and Rabbi Bick said that the harkova over here doesn't have to be two minim. We could be talking about the same min. You see that the tree that you have needs some further strengthening, so you graft it on from another tree, from an apple tree onto an apple tree, an orange tree onto an orange tree. So there was no kelayim problem. It was only a problem that you did it right before Shemitah, so therefore the question is resolved. Goyach for raising it yesterday. And we start on to the next barak with the Mishnah, Daf Pei Dalet Omid Aleph. Yesh mutaris lebaaleyan vaasuris liyevomeyan. Mutaris liyevomeyan vaasuris lebaaleyan. Mutaris lielu uli elu vaasuris lielu uli elu. So our Mishnah tells us that we're going to have many, many cases that we're going to enumerate momentarily, where in each one of those cases, starting for the first klal, yesh mutaris lebaaleyan, sometimes the husband and wife are allowed to get married, no issue, no problem. However, when chas v'shalom, the husband passes away, then the wife is not allowed to marry the yovam. Why not? We'll see in the Mishnah momentarily. Sometimes it's the other way around. The original marriage was a marriage in sin. They had no right to go and get married in the first place. However, if it was isurei lavin, the marriage was a legal, effective marriage. It was illegal, but it was an effective marriage. So now when the husband passes away, the wife falls to the yovam and mutarasim b'mei. There are cases where, although she wasn't allowed to be married to the husband, but she's allowed to be nisyabim through the yovam. And then there are those cases, mutarasim elu uli elu, which is most cases, derech klal. Most people are married legally to their spouses, gezuntai. And chas v'shalom, if the husband passes away without children, then she falls to the yovam and she's allowed to marry him as well. And then there are occasionally cases of asurus elu elu, that she's also both to the first and to the second, explains the Mishnah. Elu mutaris lebaaleyan v'asurus lebaaleyan. The following are mutter to one, also to the other. All the cases are quite straightforward. Koyin hejit shenoses almana. Is there any reason why a koyin hejit cannot marry an almana? No, that's perfect. Koyin hejit marries an almana, no problem. After he passes away, unfortunately, his brother is a Kohen Gadol. Baruch Hashem, he's a Kohen Gadol. But can the Kohen Gadol now marry the Almana? The boy say yes or no. I can't.
No.
No, of course not. Why not? Kohen Gadol is now that. Do you agree, Ariel?
Yeah, I said negative meaning.
Negative, no. Yes, you did the right thing. B-A-U-C, perfect. So Kohen Hedyot is allowed to marry the Almana, but the Ach Kohen Gadol is not allowed to. That's why Mutar is of Alein, Ba'asuris of Yomei. The Gemara is going to ask a very simple question. Why does the Mishnah give a case of Kohen Hedyot marrying an Almana? We could have given a case of a Kohen Hedyot marrying a Psula, a regular, normal young lady. With a Kohen Hedyot, her father is allowed to marry the Psula. The Kohen Hedyot never passed away. What happens now? She becomes transformed into an Almana, and now she is also to the brother. So we don't have to talk about the married Almana. We can talk about marrying a Psula.
He's not marrying her if he's been Yavim her. He's marrying her through
Kohen Hedyot, Shenosa Es Almana. And Kohen Hedyot passed away. What happens now to the Asalmana? She cannot marry the Kohen Gadol, right? That's simple pshat in the Mishnah. What happens if it would say Kohen Hedyot Shenosa Es Habsula? A young lady, 18, 20 years old, she just came back from seminary, wonderful young lady, met Allah Midah Shekosu B'Torah. The Kohen Hedyot married her. Unfortunately, Kohen Hedyot passed away. This Psula now becomes transformed into
Almana.
An Almana. Can she marry the Kohen Gadol? No.
No.
So could we give him that case? You agree with me?
Straightforward.
It's not marriage in the same way. It's yibam. It's a different.
I'm sorry if I use the word marriage. Every one of these v'yeshle the yibam was talking about you.
I'll wait for the Mishnah. I'm sorry.
There are going to be about 20 cases in the Mishnah. Each case, the first case is marriage. The second case is yibam. If from time to time, instead of saying yibam, I say the word marriage, I apologize in advance profusely and I withdraw the comment. Every time it says marriage, I mean case of yibam. So again, kohen hedyot shenasa salmona, it could have said shenasa es ha psula. The kohen hedyot never passed away. By the way, that's all to mean that he died. What happens then? The psula or the almana falls now to the kohen gadol. The yibam. Is the kohen gadol allowed to be miyabim?
No.
No. Could he have been miyabim her had she been originally a psula? Also not, because she's now an aman. Everybody agrees?
Yes.
That's the kasha. The Gemara is going to ask that kasha. Another kasha the Gemara is going to ask is, why does it say kohen hedyot shenasa es almana? Nasa means a consummated marriage. It could have said kohen hedyot shekidesh es almana. And the kohen hedyot never passed away, because we know that the din of yibam applies not only to an almana min ha nisuin, also an almana min ha erisin. The Gemara is going to ask that kasha as well. Good. Next case, cholo shenosa ksheda. A cholo means that a man that was born to parents who were oiva and iser kahuna. For instance, a kohen gadol married an almana. They had two children. They had a boy and a girl. The boy is called a cholo. The girl is called a chalola. The Torah says in the beginning of Parshas Emor that a kohen is not allowed to marry Isha zoina v'chalola lo yikachu, the isha grusha me isha lo yikachu. Ki kodesh hu leilekachu. A kohen is not allowed to marry a chalola. As we'll see mentioned in one of Amid Beis, however, a chalol is allowed to marry a ksheira. The Torah doesn't say anywhere that a bas kohen is not allowed to marry a chalol. However, if a bas kohen marries a chalol, even though this is totally mutter, nothing wrong, she becomes nischalala by the fact that she married a chola. And therefore, although she was permitted to marry her husband, no problem, that's fine. However, she is not allowed to be nisiyabim through the yavam, the yeshle ach kosher, because the yavam is also a kohen, just like his brother the chol was a kohen. He is also a kohen, and a kohen is not allowed to marry a chalola, and she becomes chalola by the fact that she lived with the cholol. Next case in the Mishnah. Yisrael shenasa bas Yisrael. A regular Yisrael marries a bas Yisrael. Is anything wrong with that?
No.
No, it's perfect. Guess what happens? The yeshli ach mamzer. Unfortunately, has a brother who is a mamzer. Rachmanu litzlan. Now, is the bas Yisrael allowed to marry the mamzer?
No.
Le'yavim mamzer b'kal Hashem. So therefore, the mamzer cannot be miyavim. Again, mamzer shenasa mamzeres. This is a marriage made in heaven. A mamzer married a mamzeres. Is that permissible?
No.
Yes. A mamzer is allowed to marry a mamzeres. Unfortunately, there's nobody else to marry, unless you're talking about the case of the shivchem and the eved, but nishuf yes. So mamzer married a mamzeres.
Or
that's not so simple. But mamzer shenasa mamzeres, that's for sure okay. V'yeshli ach Yisrael. And then after that, he has a brother who, Baruch Hashem, regularly Yisrael. So therefore, although she was mutter to marry the husband, she's not mutter to be nisyabim through the yavam. Why? Because she's a mamzeres. He needs an ach Yisrael. Next case. So all of these cases were Torahs of Alein, Vasuris, Vamein. All the aforementioned cases, we went through, I think, four or five cases. All of them, the young lady was mutter to their husbands, but she was usher to be nisyabim through the yavam.
Why don't they give a case of Sarah?
Which way is the case of Sarah?
Where she's much her husband, she can't marry her even because the brother's married to her sister.
You mean an erva?
Yeah, an erva.
An erva case. Well, number one, I think that the kavana of our Mishnah is to go through all cases of Isurei Lavin as opposed to Isurei Karis.
Okay.
Isurei Karis that we already had at the beginning of the Masechta in that place. And now we continue on. The Eilu Mutaris of Yomeyan, the Asur's Valeh. Now it's reverse. Mutar to the Yavam, but also to the Hajj. Right? Just the opposite of what we had in Tumah. So So what are those cases? So these cases all sound very familiar. And we just go in reverse. Rabbi, we're on the third line before the wide lines. Where the Mishnah says, Eilu mutarsu v'yamein, v'asurut v'alein. Koyin gadol shekidish es almana. Koyin gadol married almana. Is a koyin gadol allowed to marry an almana? No. No, everybody agrees?
No.
That's asurut v'alein. However, if and when chas v'shalom, the koyin gadol passes away, v'yesh loy ach koyin hedjit. He has a brother, koyin hedjit. Can a koyin hedjit marry an almana?
Yeah.
Yes. So therefore, it's mutali avam, os lebal. Jeff, we are two lines before, one line before the wide lines on Pei Dalid Amid Aleph. That's 84A. Pei Dalid Amid Aleph. Next case.
Why is it Kedushin?
Sorry?
Why is it, why call it Shekidesh?
Yeah, why not?
Why not? Why not say Shenasa?
Just like we had before. Is that your question?
Yeah.
Okay, the real question is why before do we have Dev Shenasa? Why don't we have over the Kedush?
Okay.
Because if the halacha of and almana is say almana min ha'edus and say almana min yisur. So we've already touched upon why does it say in the first case koyin hedjit shenasas almana could have said koyin hedjit shekidish es almana. Now, but you're asking another question. Fine, that was our original question. Now the second question is why over here does it say kiddush and doesn't say nasa? And the answer is because we're saying that it's
maybe because the Kohen Gadol could have married. Before he became a Kohen Gadol.
If the Kohen Gadol would have been Nosa Esu Almana, he would have passed her and made her into a Chalala. Because it's a Chalal Zara B'Amav, B'Shtei Chilulam Al-Kosa B'Daber, one for the Zara and one for the Almana herself. So if the Kohen Gadol would Nosa Esu Almana, she would have been transformed not only from Almana but also into a Chalala. So what is? Then she would not be able to go be Nesiyabim through the Kohen Hedjit, because she'd be a Chalala. Is good?
Beautiful.
Beautiful. Now, who says this pshat? Look at Rashi. Rashi, eight lines into the Rashi. Shekidesh. Have Rashi Shekidesh? Rashi, from the beginning of Perek.
Okay.
Shekidesh, you have the Rashi? Do you have that, my friend?
Not yet.
Eight lines. Right over here. Shekidesh.
Opposite the Gemara.
Yeah, got it, finally.
Okay, Shekidesh, could you read the Rashi, please, for us?
Avon Nasa Nishala Bibiyasa Vyasura, the Yavama Hedjo.
Is good?
Right, yeah.
Fine. So, since the case we're talking about is Mutali Vamein, the Asunus of Alayan, it has to be Davke Shekidesh Zama. Because after the Kohen Gadol passed away, then the Ach Kohen Hedjo is allowed to go and marry her. I'm sorry, to be Miyavim her. However, if we'll be talking about Shenasa Salman, he wouldn't be able to because she'd be a Chalav. Good.
Yeah.
Next case. Kosher Shenasa Chalav. If a kosher married a Chalav. Kosher means a Koyan kosher married a Chalav. Is he allowed to marry a Chalav? No. He's a Zoyin of a Chalav. He's not. So therefore, Hoser to her husband. The Yishli Ach Chalav. However, the brother is a Chalav already from a previous marriage. So now when the kosher passes away, this chalola goes and falls to the chalol. Can a chalola and a chalol get married? Yes. So therefore, he can be miyabimer. It's good. Everybody, Ariel, you with me?
Thus far,
good. Yisrael shenasa mamzeres. The yesh loy ach mamzer. Yisrael that married mamzeres. Is Yisrael allowed to marry mamzeres?
No.
The yesh loy ach mamzer. However, the Yisrael has a brother who's a mamzer. So now, when the Yisrael passed away, the mamzeres falls liyibim to the mamzer. Are the two allowed to get married, be nisyabim? Is that okay?
Yes.
Mamzer, mamzeris is fine. Next case. Mamzer shenosu bas Yisrael. Mamzer went and married a bas Yisrael. Is that permissible?
No.
Then the mamzer passed away. The bas Yisrael now falls v'yeshli ach Yisrael. He has a regular brother Yisrael, kusher, no problem, no mamzer. So then, although it was also about Leyan, it's muta liyavamein. So that's what the Mishnah tells us, muta liyavamein. All of these, the four mentioned cases were all mutzati halam, but asuras levaleim, fine. Next case, they were asuras eli eli. The following cases are going to be also to both of the koyin gadol shenosa es almana. Is the koyin gadol allowed to marry almana? No. The yeshli ach koyin gadol, and his brother is also a koyin gadol. Two kehanim gedolim at the same time.
One guy.
Same family.
He had a carry, whatever it was.
You understand what he's saying?
Is this on Yom Kippur that he had? Right.
Right. Exactly.
So the other one's the
Emeritus.
The provision one also has a status of a kohen gadol.
Got it.
Right.
We had that in the
Sechus Yevam.
Yeah, where the mother had
seven sons. Yeah,
right. What was the reason why she was zeichet for seven?
She covered her hair.
Right. Exactly. Right. Perfect.
In the house.
Exactly. Yeah. Anyway, so getting back to our Gemara, so the Mishnah tells us that the original husband was a kohen gadol, and the brother, the survivor, is also kohen gadol. But of course, as Barry was pointing out a moment ago, you don't need to come on to that he was really a carry on Yom Kippur. It's very possible that when the kohen gadol passed away, they had to appoint a new kohen gadol. And who did they take? His younger brother. Why didn't they take the kohen gadol's son? Don't you normally go and appoint the son of the kohen gadol if he's ro'i?
The cholo, if he's married to a mana.
There's another good reason why. Because if the kohen gadol would have a son, we wouldn't have a case of yibum in our Mishnah, because he has a son. Is a chassimim that he didn't have any sons. So now we have to find another kohen gadol. So everybody says, the younger brother, oh, he has a tzatzki, a tzadik for the younger man, and they appointed him the new kohen gadol. Good. Anyway, can he go and be miyabim now the almana from his original brother? And the answer is no, because it's a kohen gadol. Fine. So kohen gadol should also have one of the usually ach kohen gadol, oy kohen hedged, or the surviving brother was a kohen hedged. What's halacha now? It says asurois la'elu le. Why is the almana asur to the kohen hedged? After all, the kohen hedged is allowed to marry an almana. What's the problem?
So she's a chamor.
Atazoy kohen gadol shenasas almana. So the Gemara is talking going to say later that that's the reason why here it has to say shenasa for sure. Because as a result of the fact that the kohen gadol married the almana, she now becomes a
chalala.
And the chalala cannot, only can she not marry the kohen gadol, but she can also not marry the kohen hedged. Yeah, everybody agrees. Because here it's a shenasa, the Gemara is going to say that's why we said shenasa out at the outset when we said kohen hedged, shenasa, so almana. Because in this case it's shenasa, therefore we will say it over there also shenasa. Okay, we'll see Mitch in the Gemara. Okay, say ash kohen gadol, oy kohen hedged. Period. Next case. Kosher should not say halal. Is a kosher allowed to marry halal? And the answer is no. Each is zayin of halal, lo yikalchu. And what happened? The actually ach kosher. And Baruch Hashem, the surviving brother, was also a kosher. And unfortunately, the first kosher passed away. She falls to the second kosher. Can she go and marry, can have yibam with the second? Of course not. And therefore, that's a surah lezu ulezu. Le'elu le'elu. Next case. Yisrael should not say mamzeres. Yisrael married a mamzeret. Is he allowed to marry a mamzeret? No. The Yeshli Ach Yisrael. And Baruch Hashem, he has a regular brother who's Yisrael as well. Is the mamzeret allowed to go and marry now that Ach Yisrael? The answer is no. So she was not allowed to marry the original Yisrael. And she's not allowed to have Yibam from the second Yisrael. That's the Asurus Elie. Next case. Mamzer Shinos Bas Yisrael. Is the Bas Yisrael allowed to go and marry a mamzer?
Yeah.
No. Bas Yisrael allowed to marry a mamzer? No. The Yeshli Ach Mamzer. And he has another brother. In other words, two brothers mamzerim, which is not surprising. That would be very, very logical. If there's one brother mamzer to have two brothers mamzerim. And now what happens? Then the Bas Yisrael originally married the first mamzer. No good. Now she falls the yibam to the second mamzer. Also no good. So asura is the elul yem. V'shar kol anoshim, and all the other great, vast majority of women, utaris lebalein, ulibamein, are typically mutter to the balin and mutter to the yavam. In other words, 99%, 95% of Klal Yisrael would fit into that category. Okay, until now we spoke about Isurei Lavin de Oiraisa. For the first time now, the Mishnah tells us that the same thing applies to the Rabbanan. What's the case of Rabbanan? Shniyois. What's my Shniyois? Shniyois, we already had at the beginning of Masechta. That means that the Chum added a bunch of additional Aroyois, which do not say in the Torah. And typically they are the next generation.
Great-great-granddaughter.
A great-great-granddaughter. A man's now going to go and marry his great-great-granddaughter. Very few would be able to because of the difference in age anyway. But just in case he had designs to go marry his great-great-granddaughter, Min HaTorah this would be permissible. But it's also the Divrei Sefer. Shni is the Divrei Sefer. So now you can have the same thing. Shni l'bal, lo shni l'yavam. How is that? or Asur Labal Umateras Liyav. Shnei Liyavim Vole Shnei Labal Asur Liyavim Umateras Labal. So the Mishnah quickly went, just like we quickly went through all of them, that you can have all of these different types of cases. So let's go through them more slowly. Shnei Labal Vole Shnei Liyavim. You could have a situation where the wife is a relation to the Baal. She happens to be, for instance, the great-grandmother, the Moshel of the Baal, and not of the Yavam. Now, normally, she would be the great-grandmother of both of them. Why? Because since the two, both the Baal and the Yavam, are typically brothers, same wouldn't father. Be brothers, he wouldn't be a Yavam. So it'd be normally the same father. So they had different mothers, and that's why you could have a great-grandmother who is great-grandmother of one, because it's the grandmother from the mother's side and not from
one
the father's side.
One married a mother, and the mother married a daughter.
Shinus, so everybody figured out. Good. So Shnei Labav L'Shnei Yavam. Now you can have the opposite. Did I skip a line here? Shnei is with every self. Shnei Labav L'Shnei Yavam. Asura Labav Umetes Yavam. So you can have a situation. Oh, so that's Shnei Labav L'Shnei Yavam. That's Asura Labav Umetes Yavam. Shnei Yavam L'Shnei Labav. If it's a Shnei of the Yavam, it's the great-grandmother Yavam, but not of the Baal, since that's the Yavam, which is the Baal. Shnei Lezeh Lezeh, if it's the same great-grandmother for both of them, both of brothers, then it's Lezeh Lezeh, it's also to both of them. And for Shneitzach, if it's not a Shnei to either one, then it's Mutter Lezeh Lezeh. Fine. Now, in all of the cases of the Shneiois, the Chachamim wanted to put teeth into their Takana, so people shouldn't say, it's only Drabanan. So therefore, if a grandmother, great-grandmother, whatever, would go and marry the great-grandson, ain lo leksuva v'le peiros v'le mezoines v'le balois v'avad kosher koyfen oiselois. So number one, she normally, as you just saw at the end, the koyfen oiselhoitzi, we force the husband to go and divorce his wife. Normally, when a husband gives a divorce to his wife, he has to pay her a suba. Here, because they lived in sin, the whole marriage was sinful because it was a shnia. Ain't lo like ksuba, she doesn't get her ksuba. Rashi says she doesn't even get the nechsi tsoin barzel that she brought in when she got married of $1 million, and they put into the ksuba, I am bringing in a nechsi tsoin barzel, and I, the husband, guarantee return of that $1 million value. So ain't lo like ksuba, she doesn't get that. V'loi peiros, peiros means peiros nechsi maluk, that the nechsi maluk that she brought in, which are not evaluated, assessed in price in the ksuba, is a nechsi maluk that belonged to her. However, throughout the marriage period, he has the right to go and have the income from that. The keren belongs to him. Sorry, keren belongs to her. Thank you. And the payers belong to him. Here, what happens anytime that there's a divorce, they have to make a cheshbin on those payers. If he ate payers more than the hoitzois of that year, he has to go and return the difference in value between the income and between the overhead that he had to pay in producing the payers. For instance, if you're talking about a field, there's always going to be the initial expense of the plowing and the employees and the seeding and the fertilizer and the irrigation and all that. And only months later do you finally start seeing any payers in terms of when the harvest season comes. So if he had a bull of the payrois, normally when he goes and gives a get, you have to go make a cheshbin. His payrois were $1,000 income, and the expenses were $800. You'd have to go and refund $200 to the wife. He doesn't have to refund the $200. Rashi adds another knesh for the Gabi Perkuna, that normally in the ksuba, either it's written in the ksuba or it's implicit, even if it's not written in the ksuba, that a husband gets the payrois and nechs maluk tachas pirkuna. Tachas pirkuna means if chas v'sholem, a bunch of bandits came and they kidnapped her, and now he has to go and pay ransom. He'll say, why do I have to pay from my money? I'll pay from her money. So therefore they gave payrois tachas pirkuna. Here, because it's a marriage in sin, he married a shnia, he doesn't have to go and pay the ransom, but nevertheless he is entitled to the payrois and he doesn't have to make a cheshbon. Once again, because this is a marriage in sin.
Isn't he equally as guilty, though?
It's a very good question. The Gemara always assumes in all of these cases that she is the guilty party, and she should have said, no, I'm not going to get married to you. So, why?
So, with this rabbinical prohibition that they force a get,
yes.
So why don't they force a get in all prohibitions, including Doraisa?
That's the next case of the mission. So let's get to that in a moment. V'lei mezoinos, she doesn't get mezoinos. Mezoinos means that normally when a husband and wife are married, one of the basic things he has to do is provide her with food. And moreover, if he goes away from Dinas Hayom, he has to leave over food, and he has to pay off debts during that period of time when she bought food, etc. Here he doesn't have to do any of that. V'lei balois. Balois means if she brought in some very nice clothing for, not only for herself, but also, let's say, for the husband. She bought him a beautiful bekisha, bought for him a beautiful suit that he wears on Shabbosim or whatever, Yom Tovim, it's really, really nice. The word balois means that they are starting to get worn out. Because normally if you wear a suit after a year or 5 years or 20 years or whatever, it gets worn out. So balois means worn out with Godin. Normally she would get that, quote unquote, the shmatis. No, she loses that too. All because of the fact that they engaged in this sinful marriage. Pavlat kosher, balamais, if they have a child, the father's a kosher, because this is not a mamzer situation, it's not even a deraisa, it's a rabbana. Because you know, but we make sure you have to go and give a get and get rid of her because of the fact that you're both living in sin because of this shneels. Now, this is all drabonet. What happens among the Kohen Gadol? Kurush v'chalutz the Kohen Hedjit. Mamzer is in the Yisrael. Mamzer is in the sin, all the mamzer. In all of these cases, yes, he has to divorce her, and yesh len ksuba. And now Ariel is bothered by, if in the case of drabonet, why not in the case of the arises? Why don't you say inlan ksuba v'loi balois v'loi peiris v'loi mezoinis? So Rashi is bothered by that. And Rashi says, the last Rashi in the Mishnah, see right before it says Gemara, almon l'kayin gadol mefarish b'gemara taima. The Gemara is going to explain the reason for it. Well, I haven't seen the Gemara yet, but usually the Gemara, when it gives the answer to questions like this, usually says that the Chachamim felt to put teeth into their takana, it was necessary to go and make all of these kenosis, all of these punitive measures. Masha'enki, when it comes to Tzvat Torah, the assumption is that people are going to perform the way they're supposed to. And they know that if they're not going to, there are divine punishments as well as bezin punishments. So therefore, you don't have to add additional teeth. And therefore, that wasn't the time. Mitzvah, we'll see tomorrow. Zotimar, we started off the first case in the Mishnah. Kain hedit shenosa eso almana. Freitimar ma'iri detoni nosa. Listening, kidesh. Why doesn't it simply say Kohen Hedjit she kidesh eso almana? And then the Kohen Hedjit died. The almana now falls the yibam to the ach Kohen Gadol. The exact same scenario. Instead of talking about nasa, you can talk about kidesh. Maybe you're going to answer me. Tam de nasa. It's only by nasa. The habli asay the loy says, because now the Kohen Gadol, who is the Yovan, right? That's the case of the Mishnah. Kohen Hedjit, Nosamana, Yeshli Ach, Kohen Gadol. Kohen Gadol is the Yovan. There are two reasons why the Kohen Gadol cannot be Meyabim this Almana. Number one, because the Kohen Gadol is not going to marry an Almana. But besides that, Kien Besula Me'amav Yikach Isha. He has to marry a Besula. Now, what happens if it turns out that this young lady was just kidesh? She only has one issue. That's the issue that she's an almana. But she wasn't a psula. She was not a ba'ula. She was a psula. Because she was only erisin, no nisur. So therefore, you'd only have a problem of one loisase not to go and marry the almana. On the other hand, if there was nisuin, so then she lived together with her original husband, and now she becomes a ba'ula, so there would be two strikes against her vis-a-vis the Kohen Gadol. Number one, Alman lo yikachu, kim besula me'am of yikachishu, she's not a besula. Ah, so therefore the Gemara says, maybe that's the reason why we put in nasa. Chitay mitam de nasa. Tehavali asay v'lo yisasay. And that's why the Kohen Gadol, who's the Yavam, is not allowed to be me'yabeng. Avol kidesh, if we would say in the Mishnah, the case of Kohen Hedjit, she kidesh es almano, osi asay v'doich lo yisasay. And then I would say that Alman, the Kohen Gadol, is allowed to be Meyabim her. Why? Because the din of Yibam is an Aseh. The Lois Aseh of marrying the Almana is only a Lois Aseh. So an Aseh, Doicha Lois Aseh. So I might have said in the Mishnah that in such a case, it's Mutares Liva Aleyen, Uli Yivam Mehen. that this almana can go and be nisyabim through the koyin gadol. I is an iser almana. Yeah, but there's a mitzvah of yibam, and I say doich aloi says. So that's why he gives us the case of nasi to go and say that no, the koyin gadol cannot be miyabim because I have an asay mit aloi says it together. So the one of a kula birkin esav aloi says it. Aloi asi esav doich aloi says. You go through all the other cases in our Mishnah. Here, Mara says if you look through the whole perek. You don't have to go the whole parak, just our Mishnah alone. How many cases do we have with the Mamzer, with the Mamzeres, with the Cholol, and all those other cases? In each case, it was only one Loisessa. There wasn't a double Essa Mita Loisessa. And nevertheless, we said in each case, Mutter to one, Aser to the other. So you see that we do not say that the Asay of Yibam should come and be Doicha, the Loisessa of the Mamzeres, or the Cholol, or in this case, the almana. Yes,
we have two los ases here. We have also have the los ase of the original los ase in the first parak of its Ashes Ach. Mm-hmm. So Yibam itself is an ase docha los ase. Here we have a double los ase. We have the ase of Yibam. We have two los ases. We have the los ase of almana and the los ase of Ashes Ach. So it's two los ases in this case.
That's a case of every single Yibam has this loises of not marrying the Eshesach. How do you ever allow Yibam, in any case, don't talk about a Koyim, just talk about a regular
Yisrael, Yisrael.
Regular Yisrael, Yisrael. Yisrael, the husband passed away, and she falls the Yibam to the other brother. It's her Eshesach.
I say Dochalos, I say, but now we're adding.
No, it's not because Esav Dochalos. There's no din of an Isser Eshesach if there's the mitzvah of Yibam. The Torah, by giving us the mitzvah of Yibam, says that the Isser of Eishes Ach is suspended, does not apply because it's an Eishes Ach, the Mokka Mitzvah. An Eishes Ach Shaloi be Mokka Mitzvah. Where there are children, Isser Korish, Chas V'Shom, it's an Erev. If there are no children, the Torah suspends that Isser altogether as if it does not exist because an Eishes Ach, the Mokka Mitzvah, is no Isser whatsoever. You're welcome. Yes.
I'm sorry, can you repeat the question? Why does it say Nasa and not Kide? What's the question that we're tackling?
I know that we're tackling it, but we're addressing it.
Okay.
We started off, the first case in the Mishnah was a Kohen Hedid, Shenasa es Almana. Nasa means a consummated marriage, right, where there was Bia. The Yeshli Ach Kohen Gadol, and the surviving brother is a Kohen Gadol.
Right.
Nebuch the Kohen Hedjit passed away. The Almana now falls Liyibim to the Ach Kohen Gadol.
Right.
Can the Ach Kohen Gadol be Miyabim her?
No.
Why not?
Because he's not
Mutter to marry an Almana. Okay, we all agree.
Okay.
Now, would the same halach apply if the Kohen Hedjit didn't go and do Nisuin? He only did Eris, which is Shekidish of Almana.
Right.
And then Nebuch the Kohen Hedjit passed away. She's an almana. Would the Kohen Gadol be allowed to go and marry the almana or miyabe the almana?
She's a suma.
No.
Why not?
The Kohen Gadol can never marry an almana.
Perfect. You give the right answer, Ari, as I expected you to. Perfect. So why doesn't the Mishnah say Kiddush? Why does it say Nasa? That's the Gemara's question.
Right.
You could have said Kiddush. So Gemara now tries to give an answer to the question and says, perhaps. We have a famous Talmudic dictum that an asay is doicha loises.
Right.
Good. Here, every case in homosexuals, you promise you have a mitzvah of yibam.
Right.
You have a loises that the Kohen Gadol is now that I marry the Almana. So maybe say that the asay of yibam is doicha the loisase of the Kohen Gadol not marrying an Almana.
Right.
And if you were to say that, then the Mishnah couldn't say Kohen Hedjit Shekidish es Almana. V'yeshvei ach Kohen Gadol. Mutter lebal, oser liyavam. No, she would be mutter to the yavam as well. Why would she mutter liyavam? Not inherently. Inherently, she's nebuch an almana. But because an asay is doicha loisase, then a kohen gadol could marry her after all.
Right.
So therefore, maybe that's the reason why it says nasa, because nasa means that she's not just an almana; she's also a beula.
Right.
And when it comes to a kohen gadol, he's not allowed to marry an almana, and he's not allowed to marry a beula. Ki im besulmei abav yikachisha. So maybe that's the reason why we said Nasa, to go and establish the Isur of the Kohen Gadol being Miyabim.
But the Kohen Hedyut that married in Almana, maybe she was already Behula from her previous...
Maybe she had already married 12 people. That's of no consequence, because vis-a-vis the Kohen Hedjit, he's allowed to go and marry an almana, he's allowed to marry a Be'ula.
But I'm saying, for the Kohen Gadol to be Miyavim her, she might have been Be'ula already from prior marriage.
You're right. The Gemara is assuming for purposes of this teretz. Remember, it's because of the challenge that we are now tackling,
right,
or that we are now addressing. The Gemara is trying to figure out why did it say Nasa instead of Kiddush.
Okay.
Says, well, maybe I have the reason.
Because
if
she did not.
Exactly. If it says Kiddush is Almana and she was not previously a Be'ula,
right,
then maybe the Kohen Gadol would have been able to go and be Miyabim. And maybe that's the reason why it says Shanasa, to go and tell you, no, he cannot, because they have both an Asay, but the lawyer says.
Yeah,
so the
Kohen,
it's a very good answer.
To be a Shia.
I'm sorry, once again?
We had earlier the Sakh to be a Rishon to be a Shia.
That's in fact the reason why. Let's get to what you're saying in a moment. So therefore, something more. So that's the good answer. That if it would just be a loises alone, we would say the Kohen Gadol would be able to be up. That's why we have to talk about that she is a nasa, that he was nasa almana, so that she has two strikes. Number one, she's almana. Number two, that she is a, and that's why she's prohibited to the Kohen Gadol. That's what the Gemara speculates is the answer. Says the Gemara, but that cannot be the answer. Why can that not be the answer? Because throughout our Mishnah, as well as throughout the rest of the Perek, we're going to talk about numerous cases where it was just one lav, not a lav coupled with an asay. And nevertheless, each time we're going to go and say that the Yavim cannot go and be miyavim her. For instance, and we have a couple of lines later, we have the Yisrael Shinasa Bas Yisrael, the Yeshle Ach Mamzer. So there's only one Isser, the Isser of Mamzeris. So let's go and say the Ach Mamzer should go miyavim her anyway, because the mitzvah of Yivim should be Dolche, the lav of Yavim Mamzer Bekal Hashem. But we don't say that in any of these cases. Why not? Because in fact, we don't say the Esse should be Doich. Why taka don't we say? It would make sense. Esse Doich Alois Esse. So Brother Shai reminded us, we had this Gemara at the beginning of the Masechta. The Gemara went through a number of reasons, which the Gemara initially rejected. And ultimately the Gemara came up because of the Gzeira via Shnia ought to be a Rishoina. Or the Rishoina ought to be a Shnia. What does that mean? The first via that they have taka is Mekayim Mitzvah. But presumably they're going to continue their married life together. The second time that they marry, there's no longer that asay, because I was already miyamim. We're done. But now, each time there's a new aveira of a Kohen Gadol living with an almana, even if she was not a Be'ula, and she only became a Be'ula now. But each time, there's a new issa. Same thing with the mamzer. Yes, initially the first time was like a mitzvah, eser dechalois eser. But the second time, there won't be any mitzvah anymore. So that's what the Chum said. No good. Anyway, so getting back to our Gemara. So again, we're back to the original challenge. Why did it say Nasa and not say Kidesh? And the Mate one Mishnah, the Gaboy, the Misti Sefer. Because we have a later case in the Sefer, Kangola Shanasa Salmana. Where was that case, Kangola Shanasa Salmana? If you notice, that is the second and the third of the wide lines down below, where we had the Elu Asurais. The Elu Uli Elu. We have the second line, second wide line, Kohen Gadol, next line. Shenosis Almana. V'yeshle Ach Kohen Gadol. Oi Kohen Hedjit. And in that case, we had to have Nosa Es Almana. Because if we would only say Kohen Gadol, Shekidesh Es Almana, and then afterwards he died, then the Kohen Hedjit would be allowed to go and marry. Because the only problem of the Kohen Hedjit here in the Mishnah is because since the Kohen Gadol, Nosa, she became the Schalula. This was, remember, Brother Shai's point when we learned the Mishnah. And therefore, now she becomes not only Aser to the brother, the Kohen Gadol, but also to the brother, the Kohen Hedjit, because she's now a Chalula. But if it had said, Kohen Gadol, Shekidesh Eso Almana, and now Nebuch, he passed away, so it would just be a case of an Almana falling to the Kohen Hedjit would be able to go marry them. No problem of Yimah. It's only because of the fact that she's Chalula. So again, yeah, should the Gemara the Missy say for Kohen Gadol Shnasa Alman? The Davka Nasa the Shav Yechalolo, and that's why she's asur the Kohen Hedjit. Avu Kiddush Shariyale, but if she only had done Kiddush, she would be mutter to the Kohen Hedjit. So that case had to say Nasa. So Namirei Nasa for consistency and style, we say Nasa in both cases. Frank Timara, one second. If that would be the next case in the Mishnah, what you're saying makes a lot of sense. But there's going to be a middle case. Not a Tani Mishum Seifel, this is Mishum Mitzi Asa. We have a middle case. What was the middle case? Kohen Gadol Shekidesh Es Almana. Where was that case? two lines before the wide lines. Right before the wide lines, you say the Elu Mutaris of Amei, Basuris of Amei, three lines before the wide lines. Kohen Gadol now, two lines before the wide line. Kohen Gadol Sheikh Kiddush is Almana, Viesh Leach Kohen Hedge. Ah, so there it said Kohen Gadol Sheikh Kiddush. So why don't you start off the Mishnah, Kohen Hedge, Sheikh Kiddush is Almana? Because Mitzad Ikaradin, there's no difference between Nosa and Kiddush for our purposes of our Mishnah. The only reason why he said Nasa is because later on in the Mishnah, in the second wide line, it said Nasa. So you know, we say Nasa. Doesn't it make more sense to say, since the next case of Kohen Gadol says Kohen Gadol Shekiddush, so here too also say Kiddush. Agav the Metziasa, as opposed to Agav the Seifa. So Kimura. Why don't you say for this Mishnah Metziasa? Kohen Gadol Shekiddush, Salman Vishlai Achayin Hedjit. So why don't you say over here too, Shekiddush? Says, well, I'll tell you why. El Mishum Bas Buksa. Bas Buksa is an expression which means because of its neighbor. What means its neighbor? Continuing on, going back again to the beginning of the Mishnah. We're on line 5. We had Koyin Hedjit Shinosa Salman. Yeshleach Koyin God. That's where we asked why he said Nosa. He could have said Kiddush. But in the next case, Cholol Shinosa Ksheir. Yeshleach Kosher. In that case, there it had to say Shenosa. Why does it have to say Shenosa over there? Because we're talking about here that it is Mutter Leva'alehen. A Cholol is allowed to marry Ksheira. A Ksheira is allowed to marry a Cholol. However, as a result of this Nisuin, she becomes Nischalila. And now she is also the Ivamayan to the Achkosh. But it's only because Shenosa. If it would be a Kohen Gadol, If it would be Cholol, Shekidesh Ksheira, nothing would happen to her. And then, what would be the din? She would go and be mutter both to her husband and to her Yava. Since the Mishnah is talking about cases where she's mutter to the husband, but also to the Yava, we have to talk about Nisuin. Ah, so since the case of the Bas Buksa means the accompanying neighbor case, had to talk about Nasa. So therefore, we said, Kohen Hedjit Shen Nasa. Boy, back to the Imam. And Shem Bas Buksa, because of its neighbor. Boy, the Messi Chol Shen Nasa Ksheira. Time in the Nasa, the Shavi Cholol. Because as a result of the Cholol marrying the Ksheira, now she becomes transformed into Cholol, and now she becomes Osir to the Yavam. Abel Kiddush, Sharyale. If it would only be a case of Cholol Shen Kiddush Ksheira, then she'd be mutter to the Yavam. Shem Achitani Nasa. Fine. Frank Di Marietz, the other kasha that we asked, we noted on the Mishnah, my iri diktani almana listi psula. Why don't we go and say in the first case of Kohen Hedjit, she nosa es ha psula, which is totally permissible, and then Nebuch, the Kohen Hedjit, passed away. She became an almana, and now this almana falls to the Ach Kohen Gadol. So we didn't have to go and kill an earlier husband. She nosa es ha psula. That's a good kasha. Vechitaim, onto the Yomid base. Gesover Haitan and Nisun Harishoinim Mapilin. So the Gemara comes up with a very, very mechudishtika possibility. And the Gemara says, we've had earlier on in our Masechta that when a woman falls liyibam to her yavam, is it the Misa which is Mapil? I mean, that's poshut, right? When the husband passes away, now she falls liyibam. Or do you say, no, this is just a continuation of Nisun Harishoinim? Why? Because the Gemara uses the expression that Isha. It's as if HaKadosh Baruch Hu gave a present to the Yavam of a wife, or he didn't even have to pay for the wife. Normally, the regular first husband had to go and give Kesef Kiddushin, he had to go and buy a ring, or write out a shtar, and then afterwards there's Chuppah Nisuin. And here it's a wife, Hiknu Lo Min HaShemayim, HaKadosh Baruch Hu gives him a kinyan, a special present to the second Yavam, you know, this is the second husband to the Yavam. He doesn't have to go through all of that elaborate preparation. He doesn't have to worry about hiring a musician. He doesn't have to go and hire a florist. He doesn't have to have a hall for 1,000 people. And he doesn't have to have a chazan with a 12-piece orchestra, all the rest. So it's a husband, a wife, Hiknu Lo Min HaShemayim. Ah, so therefore, if it happens to be a continuation, so maybe, says the Gemara, there would be a svara that if the Kohen Hedjit married a psula, even though the Kohen Hedjit died, but we look upon the Yibam as a continuation of the original marriage.
She's not really an Almana then. She's Almana in small letters, as it were.
That's what the Gemara is speculating as an answer. It's very Mechudish to Kapshat, but that's what the Gemara is speculating. Maybe that's why it doesn't say Shnosis HaPsula, because we're saying Shnosis HaPsula. Then in fact, the Ach Kohen Gadol would be able to go and marry her, even though now she's an Almana, but at the time of the original Nisuan, she was a Psula. So maybe he would be able to marry after all. After all, in the next case in the Mishnah, he had a Cholol that married a Ksheira. And what did we say about that? That now she becomes Osir
as a
Cholola to the new husband, to the new Yavam. Why do we say Nisun Rishon Mapilim? And just like that original marriage was a marriage that was a kosher marriage, no Aveira, so then continue on and say, well, he married, this is a continuation of the original marriage when she was still a Ksheira, and just like it was Mutter to the original Cholol, it's Mutter now to the Kohen Hedjit as well. So Timur, so obviously we don't say that. Avadei Mishum Sefer, the reason why we say Almona in the Reisha is not because of the possible terrors, Isun Rishonim, that the Gemara falls away from that immediately. But the reason, because of the Sefer. She can boil the Mr. Sefer, what is saying the Sefer? Kohen Gadol Shenos, it's Alman Mi'eshvari Ach Kohen Gadol. Oi, Kohen Hedjit! Ah! What did we say in such a case? It's Asura Le'elu Uli Elu, or Le'zu Uli Zu. That the Almana was not allowed to marry the original Kohen Gadol. Kohen Gadol is not allowed to marry an Almana. And she's not allowed to marry after her husband's passing, she cannot marry the brother Kohen Gadol. She's an Almana. But why can't she go and marry the Kohen Hedjit? The reason why she can't marry the Kohen Hedjit is because she became Nischalala. How did she become Nischalala?
Because she knows this Almana, he actually lived with her.
Exactly, because the Kohen Gadol married the Almana. Now, had it said over here, Kohen Gadol Shenosa Es Hapsula, Kohen Gadol Shenosa Hapsula, would there be any problem for the Kohen Hedjit to go and be Miyabim her?
Not at all.
Not at all. And since the Mishnah is now talking about the Asuras, Le'elu, Le'elu, it had to be a case that this woman is no longer just a Psula, or just an Almana, but she now becomes Nischala. She would only become Nischala if the Kohen Gadol married an Almana, not if she married a Psula. So therefore, sitting by Dafka Almana, Al Psula, Chazile. So in that case, we had to say Almana. That's why we say Almana in the first case of the Mishnah, even though it was unnecessary. Our first case of the Mishnah could have said Psula, but since the later case had to say Almana, that's why we say Almana in the first case as well. Consistency in style.
So it's just for streamlining purposes?
Streamlining and stylistic purposes. It may sound a little strange why we care about style, but remember in the good old days they didn't have printed Mishnayos, as well as Barry's reminding us, at the end of the Masechtas Megillah says that they used to go and sing all of the Mishnayos, and therefore to be able to remember all of the Mishnayos well, they would often use the same terms, so it would be the same chorus or the same ending.
A mnemonic device.
A mnemonic device to make it easier to remember. Exactly right. Shkoyah. Next case. Matzkel Rapap. Im Isa Leha, the Chi Osir Avdimi Om Rabbi Yoichanan, Mitzrisheni Shenosa, Mitzris Rishona, Benosheni, Hava, Listening Namni, Mitzrisheni, Shenosa Shte Mitzriyas. What the Gemara is asking is, our Mishnah seems to be a pretty exhaustive list of Chayovi Lavin that we're saying in each case, Mutter to one or Asa to the other, Asa to one, Mutter to the other, Asa to both, Mutter to both. Says the Gemara, I can find you new cases which are not enumerated in the Mishnah. And the first case that the Gemara is going to talk about is now the Mitzri case. Now even though we're talking about a Mitzri, it's not a mysterious case, it's a Mitzri case. It's not difficult to fathom and to understand. We have over here, as you know, a Mitzri Rishon and a Mitzri Sheni are also lovely Bekal. However, the third generation already is Mitzri. Okay, now the question is, how do you manufacture a Mitzri Sheni and a Mitzri Shlishi? So Rav Dimi Amar Rav Yochanan said, you go Basur Dida. What does that mean? Mitzri Sheni Shenosa Mitzri Rishon. What happens if you have a Mitzri Sheni, meaning he, the husband, is a second generation Mitzri? How would he be a second generation Mitzri? For instance, when we say second generation Mitzri, he could be a 100th generation Mitzri. We mean within Klal Yisrael.
Yes.
Within Gators. Because although a Mitzri va'adoimi, first generation, second generation, are not allowed to marry Jewish women. They are allowed to go and join the ranks of Klal Yisrael by converting. So you have a Mitzri Rishon, who, Rishon being, he's the first time this in this family someone is converting, so he's a Mitzri Rishon, and he married a Mitzri Rishon. She also converted. So there's nothing wrong with that. The Mitzri Rishon marries a Mitzri Rishon. In fact, that's basically the only person he can marry. And now they have a child who's called a Mitzri Sheini. Oh, no problem, second generation Mitzri Sheini. Now, were this Sheini to go and marry a Shnia, then they would have a Shlishi. And the Shlishi is free to marry anybody in Klal Yisrael, like a Yisrael Gomor. Oh, but that would make life too easy. So we have over here a Mitzri Sheini, Shinos, and Mitzri Rishon. He is a Sheini, she's a Rishon. They have a child. What is the child? Is the child now a Shlishi after him? Or is it a Sheini after her? Said Rav Dimi, Am Rabbi Yochanan, Benar Sheini Hava, meaning that the son goes, this is a matrilineal as opposed to a patrilineal descent type of issue. And therefore, the child is a Sheini. Okay.
We'll go after the Chamor, I believe. Then we have
the more Chamor is the Mistress Rishon.
Right, exactly.
The Gemara back when we had this on Ayin Aleph or whenever. The Gemara said that the reason is because we go Basu Didei or Dida, yeah. And this, according to Abdim, Rabbi Yechon, we go Basu Dida. Since she's Mitzvah Rishonah, the Menor Sheni. What you're referring to, the Chomer, is if you had two separate Amun.
Oh, I thought it also applied. So in this case, even if it were reversed.
He was the Rishon and she was the Sheni.
Then the child would be Shlishi.
Exactly. We go after her, we don't go after
what
her.
What Daffer?
That's what Daffer said.
Mine is a little bit blurred. I can't see whether it's Ayin Aleph or Ayin Ches. But if it's Ayin Ches, it's not
this is Ayin
Ches. Okay, so let's go after that. Ayin Ches.
Ayin Ches?
Ayin Ches. Ayin Ches Amud Aleph 78a. You're doing fine.
Art scrolls.
Yeah, I understand. You have 5 pages for each one.
Okay. Ayin Ches?
Yes.
Amud Aleph.
Amud Aleph.
It's a whole new volume.
Yes. Can you imagine?
Yeah.
Do you see the final choices? Ruba Yamachbet Olaf Chetzet?
Yeah.
Good. Go down one or two lines.
Yeah.
Ki Osir Avdimi Amr B'Yechanan. You have that in the Gemara? Not in the Torah.
In the Gemara.
One or two lines lower than that choice.
You never get to the Torah.
Yes,
Rav
Dimi Amr Rabbi
Yochanan. It's Rishani. Why?
Alma Basar Ema Shadina.
Throw it after the mother.
Uh-huh.
Okay? Is that good? You're happy with that?
Yeah, so I have to rethink the whole thing. So it's just a special...
Matrilineal.
It's matrilineal. It's not.
Okay, so just to show you, go back again to Ayin Ches Amud Aleph. Now travel back to halfway down the Amud. Now we're going to look at the choices. Ba'al Mabasar Avur. You see Ba'al Mabasar Avur, the middle choice is there. Don't look at the choices. Look now in the Gemara. Two lines lower. Omer Rav Bechana Rabbi Yochanan. Same Rabbi Yochanan. You have Rabbi Yochanan. Shenas and Mitzvah Rishayna.
Yeah.
Benar Shlishi. Why? Because we're going after the father, who's a Mitzvah Sheni, the child Shlishi. Alma Kasava Basar Didei Shadina Lay. This Rav Bechana Amr Yechanan says that Yechanan holds patrilineal. Rav Dimi Amr Yechanan says it's matrilineal. So we don't get involved the Chomer and the Kal. We go after him, we go after him.
Okay.
Good.
Yeah.
Your Chomer and Kal is when you mix them together. Mitzri and Adoimi is Mit Amoini is Mit Moyavi.
You're
very welcome. Anyway, so we're going now after her. Why is this going to be so important? You'll see. Mitzvah Sheni Shanos and Mitzvah Rishayna. The Nor Sheni Hav. That was the halacha of Rabbi Mabrabech. So we go after her. His listening now means I have a new case. Mitzvah Sheni Shanos and Shte Mitzvahs. And Mitzvah Sheni married two women, both of them Mitzvahs. Achas Rishayna, one was a Mitzvah. The Achas Shnia, and one was a Shnia.
Oh.
Yeah, so far so good?
Yeah. I can see where this is going. Go ahead.
V'hayu Leibonim. And he had children from the Rishayna and the Shnia.
Right.
So now let's think to ourselves, what is the status of those two sons? Number one, they're Achim Mina Av.
Right.
So that's very important.
It's a human opportunity.
Exactly. Unfortunately. Now, opportunity never left if one of them passes away. But what is their status? What are they called?
Right.
Since one of the women was a Rishayna and one was a Shnia, one of the boys that's born is going to be a Sheini, and one of them is going to be a Shlishi.
Right.
Yeah, so far so good. Good. So now, E Nosef Ki Or Chayu. What means kinosis kiyur chayu? If the shlishi marries someone that he is permitted to marry, since he's a shlishi, he could even marry a bas Yisrael. And he, the sheni, the second one, cannot marry bas Yisrael, but he can always marry a mitzvah shniya, for that matter, a mitzvah shoshana as well. So if they go and marry kirchay the way they're supposed to, mutar is a balayan. Okay, so then if the shlishi marries a bas Yisrael, that's fine, that's mutar. And the same thing is, if the sheni marries a shniya or a rishoina, that's mutar, so mutar is a balayan. However, what happens if one of those men were to pass away? Let's talk about the first one. The first one was a Mitzri Shlishi, who had the din of a Yisrael. He was married to a regular Bas Yisrael. Now, he passed away, the Bas Yisrael falls now to the brother. What is the brother? The brother's a Mitzri Sheni.
Can't marry her.
That was the case of Mutlav Alein, Basir is the Bamein. And of course, the same thing applies in reverse. If the Mitzri Sheni passed away, leaving over the Mitzris Shnia, would she be able to go and marry the Shlishi?
No,
because the Shlishi has a din like Yisrael. And the Mitzri Shiner and Shnia cannot go and enter into the ranks of Klal Yisrael in terms of getting married.
Knocked out.
So therefore, Mutar Zav Alein, Masur Zav Amin. The E8, Bach V'Nosiv, what happens if they married Fakert? In other words, it's not that the Shlishi married a Bas Yisrael, it was the Sheni that married a Bas Yisrael. And it was the Shlishi that married a Mitzris Shnia. So then, Mutaris Liyavamei, Basir the Balei. The exact same case, but in reverse. Right? They're not allowed to do what they did, but if the husband passed away, then they're allowed to go and be the Siyah. Mutaris Le'elu Le'elu, if they married Giyoyrois. In other words, both the Shlishi, who's like a regular Yisrael, as well as the Mitzri Sheni, if he married a Giyoyrois, because Liyavam Bekal Hashem, and the Mor is assuming the Kal Ger Muloi Ikri Kol. So if he married Giyoyrois, so then they're allowed to marry their spouses, and if Chas Hashem, either brother passes away, then they went to go marry the Yovas, because they Giyoyrois. The whole Isser of Mitzri doesn't apply, because it's Dafka, the Yove, the Gav, the Kal Hashem. So it's only Kal Hashem and Kal Gerim, the Yikri Kol.
That's why I said my moms are earlier.
That's a Shaila.
Yeah.
It's a Shaila, whether or not a mom is allowed to go and marry. Okay. Not so simple. If I was a Giyoyrois, I wouldn't want to marry a mamzer. But anyway, Asuris the Elu Uli Elu, it's talking about if it was an islandist. This is an islandist. We already had earlier on that an islandist is only allowed to go and get married to, she's not allowed to be Nis Yabein. Why not? Because it said in the Pasuk, Ba'oyibachor Asher Tele, Yokum Hashem Ochav Ameis, an islandist cannot get married, so therefore by definition, she's going to be Osir Liye Vamei. Now why is she also Osir to the original husband? So if you look at the Rashi, Asur is Elu and Elu islandist, go up Rashi 4 or 5 lines from where Yisraelis, Yisraelis, Im Sheini Nosi Yisraelis, the islandist Asur Lai Mishim Yisraelis. Obviously, if it's a Mitzri Sheni, he's not allowed to marry Yisraelis. Your island is, Nisht island is, not allowed to marry because he happens a Mitzri Sheni. Ukishameis, Asur Liyavama, or Liyavma, when he is going to go die, she will be also to the Yavam, Nishamatele, Pratli island is Sheni Yerledes. So therefore, that would be the case of the Eilu Lielu, if a Sheni, if the Yisraelis married the Mitzri Sheni. She'd be also to Mitzri Sheni, because Mitzri Sheni is not allowed to marry a Jewish girl, and she's a Jewish girl, and then would be also to the Yavam, meaning to the Yavam, even though he happens to be Yisrael Gomor, because he's a Shlishi, he's a Yisrael Gomor, but also to him because of the fact that she's an islandist, Al Hilchus Yibam, that would be also because an islandist ain't Yavam.
Well, that's the whole question of islandist was Machlokas, whether it was Bekaptos, mm-hmm. or whether it was that from the Pasuk.
Mm-hmm.
So this takes one.
That's all regarding the original husband. Whether the original husband was a good marriage, wasn't a good marriage. If he knew that she was an islandist when they got married, then there was no Mekach Tois. If he didn't know, then it was a Mekach Tois. Here we're going to the next step. We're assuming that the husband already died. And now the question is, can she fall the Yibam to the Yavam? The answer is she doesn't fall the Yibam because since she cannot have children, and the whole purpose of marriage of the Yibam is good. Anyways, the question is, we see now by this Mitzri issue, we could have gone through all the four different cases. Also to this, what to that, what to this, also to that, also to both, what to both. So why didn't we bring this in the Mishnah? Ton of the Shai. We could have, but the Mishnah is not an exhaustive list. There are other cases which are being left out. Give me another example. What is the case of the Betsuadaka? Betsuadaka explains Rashi exactly the same cheshbin. Let's take a quick look at the Rashi. It goes through it all quickly. It's parallel to our Gemara. Shai Betsuadaka. Then Muslim Mitzvekula. How? Betsuadaka Shinosi Yisrael is Asur Labala, right? Betsuadaka is not going to marry the wife. Umutayas Liyabamba. Kasha. If she had a brother, if he had a brother who's not a Betsuadaka, normal guy, then answer to the husband, Mutter to the other. Could have a regular husband and wife, and unfortunately his brother, Betsuadaka, he died. It's Asur Libama, Mutaris Libama. You can have Betsuadaka, Shinosi, Yisrael, Yishlach, Betsuadaka. Never both brothers were in the same car accident. They're both Betsuadaka. It's Asur Libama. And then, of course, the Kiyar is Mutaris Libama, because Betsuadaka is only now going to come to Kal Hashem, but not Kal Gainim, so you have a Betsuadaka, perfect case. We left that out too. So you asked about the mitzvahs, my shai, the high shai. We left out Betsuadaka. So Kimar back to Kimar. Imishim Tzudaka Lav Shira. No, that doesn't nishkashir. Dotan Alei Chayav Ilavin. Because we have all the other Chayav Ilavin in the Mishnah, so we don't have to go through every single possible Chi of Lav that you can find in the Torah. We already went through Mamzer, we went through the Cholom, the Chalolom, the Isuri Kuhuna, so we didn't. That's not a problem. Is Dotan Alei Chayav Ilavin? Fait Kimar. Ota Chayav Ilavin, Milay Tani, Vahada Tani? Did we only have one case of Chayav Ilavin? We had multiple cases. Baktani Koyin Hedjit, Shinosa Almana, and Chol Shinosa Ksheda. So you have the Koyin Hedjit that married the Almana, and then what afterwards? Then the Almana fell for the Koyin Gadol, so that was an Isser Lav. And then you have a Chol Shinosa Ksheda, which that in itself is not a problem, but afterwards she becomes Nischala, an Isser Lav. So you see that we have numerous Chayav Lav, so we didn't need the Petsuadaka case. But I would have liked to have the mitzvah Sheni and Shlishis case to go and tell you the halacha of Rav Dimi Amar Rabbi Yochanan that mitzvah Sheni Shenos mitzvah Sheni we go baser the imed baser right. The mother and not baser the that would be a chiddush that should say it. Says the Gemara, no, don't bring me a raya from that the Mishnah is bringing multiple cases. No, that case I also need the Chol Shenos Ksheira case I need. Lashvini Kravina Marav Yom Ravina Marav Lehuzru Ksheira Isli Nosi Lipsulin. Meaning, we know that the beginning of Parshas Emor, it says that a Kohen is not allowed to marry. Isha Zoyna V'chalola Lo Yikochu, V'isha Grusha M'isha Lo Yikochu. What about the reverse? What happens if I have a Bas Kohen? Is she allowed to go and marry a Chalol? I don't know. If a Kohen is not allowed to marry a Chalola, then probably a Bas Kohen can marry a Chalol.
Well, so does, she loses her rights of Truma Menashe and Chazar Shalom.
Exactly right. So I would have thought that there is an Isser. Says Rav Yudam Rav Loi Huzaru Kshesheiros Li Nase Lipsun. There is no Isser. You are right. If they get married, she becomes the Schalala, and she can't have the Truma Menashe.
She forfeits certain rights, but that's her
absolutely.
Choice. That's a right she chooses to forfeit.
But it's not a sinful marriage. The marriage is a kosher marriage. So therefore, that's why I need that case in the Mishnah. Okay, fine, I agree with you. But now that I have the case of Chol Shinos Ksheira, which I needed to go and tell them that a Chol is a lot of Marek Sheira. But now I have another case, Yisro Shinos Bas Yisro V'yishle Ach Mamzer. Honami Loi Mehedrim Misnihi. So Frank Dimora, why do I need that additional case of Yisro Shinos Bas Yisro? If you're telling me, I understand I need the Chol case. Okay, I understand. But what do I need now the Bas Yisro V'yishle Ach Mamzer case? That's just another Isalav. So why is the Mishnah going in? Another Isalav, you know, how many Isalav?
And we leave another Isalav.
And we left out the Petsuadaka case. And we left out the Mitzri case. That's also not considered to be just adding another case. At Ulta has a Chiddush. The Mishnah wants to give two different categories. Wants to give a category of Lav She'ina Shev Bakol. Ul Isurei Kuhuna Chalolim Chalolois. Those are Eina Shev Bakol because they'll be specific to Kohanim. And then he wants to tell you the case of Mamzer, which applies across the board to everybody. Zoktimar, but Hakton Yisro Shinos Mamzeres V'yeshli Ach Yisrael. And then you have the Mamzer Shinos Mamzeres V'yeshli Ach Yisrael. I have here two separate cases talking about Chiyuv Yilavim. I have the Yisro Shinos Mamzeres where that is a Lav. And then I have the Mamzer Shinos Mamzeres which that is okay. V'yeshli Ach Yisrael and that is a Lav. So you see that the Mishnah allows for many different cases, and nevertheless leaves out Tzuadaka, and leaves out the original case of the Mitzri. The reason why the Mishnah left out the Mitzvah Shein is not because we disagree with Rav Dima Ber Bechan. Rav Dima Ber Bechan could be 1,000% right that a Mitzvah Shein is not a Mitzvah Shein, but not Shein Yehava. Aye, then why didn't we go and bring that in the Mishnah? Because we left that other case. Which other case did you leave out? I left out Psua Daka. Why did I leave out Psua Daka? Because Tana Mishai. My Shai, the High Shai, both. The Psuadaka case is left out, and this case, Mitzvah Shein is left out. So if we have no raya one way or the other, what our Tana would say in that case, Shema Mina. Okay, Gufa. Now we're going to repeat again the halacha that we had before. Omer Yudom Marat, Lihuz Rudi Kshay, Zinos, the Psulin, a cholo is allowed to go and marry a Kshayra, and a Kshayra is allowed to marry a cholo. Lame Messiah, let's talk and bring a right from our Mishnah. Oh, cholo, Zinos, Kshayra. Now, it doesn't say clearly what Kshayra means. My love kohenis. The stomach shayra means kohenis, or uyala. Umay kshayra, kshayra l'kuhuna. Ah, so you see clearly from a Mishnah, a riot of Yehuda Marav. Although of Yehuda Marav, Rav of course is an Amoira, don't say, well, it's only an Amoira. There's a Mishnah. It says the Mishnah, the chol shemar kshayra, and our Mishnah calls that a case of mutter levalayan. Also the Yivamayan, but mutter levalayan. So you see that it's mutter. And my kshayra l'kuhuna. So what Nishkarai, Loi, when it says Kshayra means Yisraelis, a cholol that married a Yisraelis, that's certainly fine. Well, my Kshayra means Kshayra l'kohol. Doesn't mean Kshayra l'kohuna, because we're talking about Yisraelis, Kshayra l'kohol. Right, Mari Hachi, let's continue on the very same case. A cholol that got married Nosek Kshayra, and then afterwards he passed away, and Yesh le'ach kosher. See, Hachi, Yesh le'ach kosher nami. One means kosher. It must be kosher l'kol.
Oh, right.
Because if she's kshayra means kshayra l'kol, then he must be kosher l'kol.
Oh, right.
Ah, so in other words, he's just a Yisrael. He's not a kohen. Mechlal, to who? Hosel l'kol. So you're going to go and tell me that in such a case, she would not be able to go and marry him. In other words, you have a cholo that married an isha kshayra, a Yisraelis, which is l'kol. And now the husband passed away, and now this Yisraelis, she is not allowed to go and marry the Ach Kosher, who is the Yisrael.
Hold on, if he's a cholo, he has to be a kohen, right? If the original husband, the Baal, is a cholo, then he has to be a kohen in order to be a cholo, right? So then his brother also has to be a kohen too, right? So we think Shira, just let's tighten up the case here for a second. The case you're talking about now, Yehuda Merav, is a cholo, slash originally a kohen kusher, or from family of kohuna, right. Who's now a cholo. He's marrying a kshayra, who's a Yisraelis, we're saying, right? Not kohuna, right. Not kohenis.
Right.
Okay? Mm-hmm. And he has an ach, also has to be a kohen. Can't suddenly drop and switch channels.
I agree with you. See, hachi yeshli ach kosher, nami kosher l'kol, mechlal duhu pasal l'kol. Could we have, speaking about that the original husband was possible to call. In other words, the Gemara is asking, if you will, somewhat sarcastically. We're starting off with a case of a cholo that married a kshayra, and we said, what means a kshayra? We don't mean a kahuna. We mean a kshayra, a Yisraelis. He passed away, and now he left over an ach kosher. What's the ach kosher? As you point out, that means a kohen. But initially, the Gemara is saying, if you call her a kshayra, then you're going to call him a kosher, which means he would be Yisrael. So, Frank Gemara, if he is the Yisrael, Ella, and what are you going to go and say about the original husband?
Exactly.
Are you going to say the original husband, since he wasn't a kosher? You're going to say it's possible to call. He's not possible to call. A chol is not possible to call. Chol can go and marry anybody. He can even marry a kohenis, according to our Gemara. But he's certainly not possible to call. So that doesn't make sense. Ella lav, muzm dech zogn, that when we say kosher, we mean that he's a kohen.
Right.
No matter who kohen, if he's a kohen, then he kohenis. Then we assume that they're both. In other words, the terms kohen, I'm sorry, kosher and kshayra are being used here in the same sentence. So if we're saying that kosher means a kohen, then when it says kshayra, it means a kohenis. And therefore, we're back to square one, that we have a riot of Yehuda Amarav, that a cholol is allowed to go and marry a kshayra, meaning a kohenis. Says Yimor Nishkarai, with the Iriyot. Maybe when we say kosher, it means taka a koyin. And of course, the mess, the cholo, was also a koyin, as you pointed out.
Right.
But kshayra means that she was a Yisraelis, and not that she was a bas koyin. And that being the case, that's the reason why she was allowed to go and marry the first one. But when she married the first one, since she married a cholo, she became this chalula, and now she cannot go and marry the second one who happens to be the kohen.
Why not? If she can marry,
she's a chalula.
She's a chalula.
Okay.
Anyway, so bottom line is fine. So the bottom line is, says Imam, I do not have a right of Yehuda Amara, because it may not be that a bas kohen is allowed to marry a cholo. Hey, Bas Yisrael is allowed to marry a chol. For Dr. Mar Mosiv, Rabin Bar Nachman, lo yikochu, lo yikochu. The same pasuk uses the term lo yikochu twice. Isha zoyna b'chalo lo yikochu, the isha grusha me isha lo yikochu. The question is, why didn't the Torah go and leave out the two lo yikochus, the second lo yikochu, and put it all together? Isha zoyna b'chalo lo ugrusha me isha lo yikochu. Why is it lo yikochu twice? It comes to tell you that just like the man is not allowed to marry the woman that is usher to him, she is not allowed to marry the husbands that are usher to him. So therefore the Gemara assumes is that just like the kohen is not allowed to marry a chalala, a bas kohen is not allowed to marry a chalala, which obviously would be a kasha on Rav Yehuda Amarav. Rav Yehuda Amarav says that a ksheira is allowed to go and marry a chalal. It was saying from the lo yikachu that it works both ways.
Right.
Just like he's not allowed to marry the chalala, she's not allowed to marry the chalal. That's how the Gemara assumes what Rabban Bar Nachman is saying. Lo yikachu, lo yikachu, lamech isha musheris, ayideyo ish. Amar Rabban, now that's not what we mean. Kol hecha de muzer, he musheris. Kol hecha de uloy muzer, he loy mizdara. What does the Gemara mean to say? That the purpose of the two lo yikachus is to go and tell you that just like the kohen is not allowed to marry the chalala is not allowed to marry the kohen. So they both get pech. They both are oiver the isalav. It's not just the husband that's being oiver by marrying someone who's possible to him. She is oiver by marrying the husband who otherwise would be kosher, but is married. So therefore, if you have the Kohen Gadol marrying the Almana, just like he's not allowed to marry the Almana is not allowed to marry the Kohen Gadol. But we're not talking about Archolo marrying a Ksheira situation. This is where we learn this, that every time it's also to him, it's also to her. Rav Yudah Marav Nafkin, Rav Yudah Marav, Chinton Abden Rishmal, Ish Oy Isha Ki Yasim Ikol Chatis Adam. This week's parasha, the Midbar Hay. Hishva kos ish liisha kol oinshim atoira. The Torah equates the ish and the isha to all oinshim. What does that mean? That if he is not allowed to go and marry her, she's not allowed to go and marry him. So for instance, just like a mamzer is not allowed to marry a bas Yisrael is not allowed to marry a mamzer. It goes both ways. So that being the case, I don't need this lo yikachu by kahuna. Maybe that's talking about a generic love that applies to Gans Klai Yisrael. That's such a stark love. Not only is it on the male, but it's also on the female. The case of an Amona Mita Kohen Gadol, which only applies to one Yid in Klai Yisrael. Maybe only the Yisrael is on him and not on her. That's why you have to have the two Yikachus to go and tell you that even by Yisuri Kahuna, it works both ways, both the men and the women. But I still don't have a Rai Lekabi the Chol marrying the Kshem. That's why you have the second time. Another five lines of what you're saying. Maritumma, the Lav Shinishel Bakoil. What's the din of Tumma? At the beginning of Parshas Emor, the same Parsha, Emor Kohanim B'nei Aharim. And the Gemara Darish is B'nei Aharim V'loi B'noi Saharim. That the din of Tumma, Pasuk continues on, Le'nefesh Lo Yitama B'Amot. This only applies to a male Kohen and not to a female. A female Kohenis is allowed to go to as many Levi's as she wants, and she's allowed to go and be a member of the Chevra Kadisha, no problem, because the problem is when you have a Levi Nisan. Thank you very much. The Lav Shein Hashem Bakol, that's our case. The Lav Shein Hashem Kol Kohuna. The time of the Kosar of one of the Ham Vali Benoisa. Ho Lav Hochi, if it wouldn't be for that Pasik, have a Mina Noshim Chayobis. I would say that Noshim have the same Isur, just like the menfolk. My time, what's the reason? Lav Mishim Rav Yudah Marav. Isn't that because Rav Yudah Marav, that Rav Yudah Marav said, Ish oy isha ki yasim mikol chatzis ha'odim. Ish va kosev isha li ish v'chol oynshin. To be moitzi from that, I have to have a special drasha in the Aram v'li b'noisa. But otherwise, I would say, based on Yudah Marav, that it would be awesome. But why? That pasuk is only talking about lav and hashava b'koil. And tumma by the Aram b'noisa, and it's hashava, an isra, she'ein hashava b'koil. But m'loi, the gamrinin m'loi yikachu. What means the gamrinin m'loi yikachu? Because since we said, two times lo yikachu, lo yikachu, to go and tell you that the Yisurim by men apply also to the women folk. So I would think, therefore, the din of Tumah v'Tahara also apply to the women folk. That's why you have to have b'nei'aharayim, for lo yisbun noy saharayim. Ikriyamid is another version. Kicha it's trichalei. I need two times lo yikachu, lo yikachu. So kadai techamina ligmar mitumah. In other words, the Gemara in the first Lashon said that the reason why I need B'nai Aharon, B'nai B'nai Saharon, is because without that, I would say just like men, Kehanim, cannot be Metame, the women also cannot. Why? Because I have Le'yikachu, Le'yikachu. That applies both to the men and to the women. That's why I need B'nai Aharon, B'nai B'nai Saharon. The Ikri Amri goes the other way around. You know why I need Le'yikachu? To go and tell you, because since we started off the Parashah's Emma, B'nai Aharon, B'nai B'nai Saharon, and therefore, I would think that all halachas apply only to the men and not to the ladies. That's why I need the lo yikachu. So and therefore I would say that an almana is allowed to marry the, even though the kohen gadol cannot marry the almana, but the almana is allowed to marry the kohen gadol. The kohen is not allowed to marry the grusha, but the grusha is allowed to marry the kohen. Why would I say that? Because b'nei aharon v'lo b'nei sahar, it's only the men folk that have the iser and not the women folk. Kamash Malon, that's why you have to have the Yikachu. The Yikachu, Kamash Malon, that applies both to the men and to the women. He's not allowed to go and do the Kohen Hedger, he's not allowed to marry the Grusha. The Grusha is not allowed to marry the Kohen Hedger. However, the Gabi, the Cholol, that we have not addressed, that we have no raya from Posik one way or the other. So we are left with the original halacha of Rabbi Yudah Merav, the Lehuzeru Kshedis Linosip Sulim, that a Bas Kohen is allowed to marry a chol, notwithstanding that it says leikachu leikachu. That doesn't apply to this. That's talking about the grusha mit the koyin almana to the koyin gadol. But a chol can marry a ksheira, and a bas koyin can go and marry a chol. No issur. Stop
what,
here.
Have we resolved why the chol, the ksheira, is not muzer to not marry the chol?
Yes, because there's no issur in the Torah. It doesn't say. It doesn't say that it's also.
But it says. But,